Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and sick curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into this, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 56th, highlighted four shows in either the complete series or season finale sections, and one of them wrapped in the last few days. Cybernautica, a dramatized cyberpunk sci-fi story from Red Fathom Entertainment, posted the final episode of the complete series today, September the 28th. This complete series has two seasons and 17 episodes for nearly 6.5 hours of enjoyment. And listen to the end of this audio file to hear the trailer for Cybernautica and other things, because we have a lot of them today.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is Desert Skies, a dramatized fantasy comedy story from Jared Carter. True story, Jared literally begged me to listen to this show, and I loved it. Think 80s sitcom, but in the best possible way. It's a bit of a slow burn, but once it gets going, you'll be hooked. Here's a snippet from the first episode.
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. But we are so glad you're here. And I know what you're thinking. Where is here exactly? I'll do my best to explain. Desert Sky's astral plane fuel and service station exists on the lowest sphere of existence between life and death. Or as we like to say around here, between life and the next life.
Yeah.
You have no more reason to be afraid. No more reason to fret, nor worry. Whatever your needs, we are here to help. My colleague here is the mechanic, or Mac for short.
Yo!
It is his job to service your vehicle in preparation for the journey across the celestial spheres. I am the attendant.
Or Tindy. For sure.
I told you not to call me that in front of the travelers.
Well, I think it puts them at ease.
I'm trying to create an air of mystique.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, well, nobody asked you.
What's going on?
Like I said, I am the attendant. It is my job to ensure you have adequate provisions and are well instructed in navigating the journey through the celestial spheres. Now, let me tell you about a selection of products available and any associated promotions. One second here. We have all of your road trip favorites. Chips, sodas, sunflower seeds, pickled pig's feet that induce devastating degrees of sadness. It's a...
Desert Skies has reached the season 1 finale, giving you 13 episodes and a little over 6.5 hours of sitcom-y goodness. My second recommendation is Tumen Bay, a dramatized fantasy series from iHeart Podcasts and Gold Hawk Productions. Now don't let the fantasy part fool you. This is much more of a military slash administration slash coup kind of story, which arguably sounds less sexy than fantasy, but I enjoyed it immensely. Perhaps you will as well. Here's the trailer for season 4.
A strange world we live in. But who knows what's in the air, in the sky, above our heads. Look, up there. How far can you really see? We all should do that. We all should just take a moment away from the hurly-burly of the street and our preoccupations and squabbles and just observe the sky.
The hit fiction podcast, Tumen Bay.
Can you hear, Mistress?
They are calling for you.
Reaches its thrilling final season.
Are you ready, mistress?
Yes.
Destroy all.
From iHeartRadio and Goldhawk Productions.
She's dead, but she came back.
Something is going to happen. You need to be ready.
Tumen Bay Season 4.
Why me?
Because, Gregor, you are the hinge of history.
Epic drama from creators John Scott Dryden and Mike Walker.
She will wake inside your head.
This is a kingdom that will be destroyed from within.
One of them is inside you too.
Tumen Bay Season 4.
The scrolls were never about the past. They were about the future.
No one is allowed up here. I have orders.
I have new orders.
Coming soon to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What now?
We wait.
Tumen Bay.
Tumen Bay is a complete series. Cue this one up for your next long trip, as the 34 episodes of those four seasons will last you about 30 hours.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 15 entries in the new season's coming soon section, which is entirely too many. My scratchy throat this week, however, is about to be very unhappy, since 10 of them start releasing episodes in just a few days. Cripes. Here we go. Season 2 of It's All in the Cards, a dramatized horror thriller from Dabbed In Ink, starts tomorrow, September the 29th. You'll need about 6 hours to listen to all 10 episodes of Season 1. Season 2 of Dreamers, a dramatized sci-fi horror story from Broken Crown Productions, starts on September the 30th. The 8 episodes of Season 1 will last you about 3.5 hours. October 1 is quite a busy day. We'll start with Season 2 of Leaving Korvat, a dramatized urban fantasy series from Lex Noteboom. It starts then. And seriously, take the 3.5 hours or so to catch up on all 10 episodes of Season 1. It was great. Also on October 1, Wrong Station, a narrated horror anthology from Anthony Botello, Alexander Saxton, Jacob Duarte-Spiel, and probably other people, returns for Season 8. You'll need some time to catch up on the 117 prior episodes, like 60.5 hours worth of time. That day also marks the Season 2 return of Heinous Investigations, a dramatized horror comedy from Wildly Productions. 22 episodes for almost 12 hours of entertainment. And lastly, for October 1st at least, Season 2 of Either, a dramatized sci-fi weird fiction romance tale from Open Doors, Closed Doors, appears. There are 10 episodes in Season 2 for nearly 5 hours of weird fun. The very next day, Season 2 of The Adventures of the Fox in the Fedora, a dramatized mystery thriller from Christopher S. Fox, begins. There are 10 episodes in the first season for about 4 hours of family-friendly fun. And then Season 2 of The Occult Adventures of Norman P. Blank, a dramatized urban fantasy comedy from Laughing Skull Audio, starts on October the 3rd. 12 episodes and just over 5 hours for this one. Season 2 of Sporadic Phantoms, a dramatized sci-fi series from Sporadic Phantoms, starts on the 4th of October. You'll need about 9.5 hours to get caught up on the current 11 episodes in Season 1. And Season 2 of Love in Gravity, a dramatized love story from Harley & Co. and Vive Healthcare, starts on October the 5th. Catch all 6 episodes of Season 1 in just over 5 hours. Trailers for snippets for those 10, my goodness, shows, and the one from the last week's segment are coming your way right after I say. And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that weren't included in the 56th issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. It's a brand new website, too. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. All, oh my gosh, 11 of them. Goodness. Cybernautica.
It was supposed to be a new world. The city built to the very image of Neo-Deco strength and splendor. A reflection of its deific corporate creators, forged upon the still dying embers of our old world abandoned. Humanity's lost war against itself. We look to the sea and all the bounty that lies beneath, for together we shall rise to meet a new beginning. Together. That was the hope of men who'd follow other men, who sought to stand before whatever god occupied our heavens, to seat ourselves in place upon the throne. But all this city ever did was take its price. We, the people, fuel for the machine. Gold, ashes, and sea. Should it then be any surprise that we now find it spinning out of control? A new evolution, a song from the deep, an awakening. Welcome to Neo-Atlantis 2113, the year of the Siren's Rise. Cybernautica Season 2, Undertow, September 24th. Find her.
Cybernautica, a dramatized cyberpunk sci-fi tale from Red Fathom Entertainment, has posted the final episode of the complete series. It's all in the cards.
Morning, Miss Albright. Might I have a word?
Fine. Good evening. How can I
need your help!
He clearly does.
Something's been happening to me. I don't know what it is or how to stop it.
Do not fear her. She is here on my invitation. Though never without her theatrics.
There's another option we have here.
She means us harm.
You're such a fool, child.
I don't think God is here with us right now.
Cut the cord and break the bond.
How could you do this? You've endangered us all.
Someone help me!
You will not get a new answer out of me, Jade. The only answer you need is that your mother lived and died a heroine.
Goddess bless, Jade. When will you stop?
When I have the answer, or when your whole coven is wiped off the face of the fucking earth.
This is going to be a long night.
It's All in the Cards Podcast, Episode 10, premiering February 10th.
It's All in the Cards, a dramatized horror thriller from Dabbed in Ink, soon starts its second season. Dreamers.
Lily Bliss.
What's got you down?
Just another nightmare.
Let me go!
There's nowhere to go.
Do you think those pills are kind of making your dreams worse?
Nobody wants you.
Hey, Jonah. Great work last night. You really got her squirming with those new special effects.
Lily's nightmares are so consistent, I'm just happy to have some regular work.
We are staging a massive romantic fantasy for Lily Bliss tonight.
There's no way I can pull this out in one day. It's not possible. It's all lovey-dovey Disney shit, and I don't know how to do that.
What are you doing? Fuck.
Dreamers, a dramatized sci-fi horror tale from Broken Crown Productions, soon starts its second season. Leaving Korvat.
They call me Sleeper. I worked the same brain-dead job at the same fast food place all of my life. And I've always lived in the same town. No one that lives in Korvat ever leaves. Until today. I'm heading into the world because I don't want my life to be a countdown anymore. I want it to be an adventure. They say it's dangerous out there, full of corruption, confusion, but I don't care. I say, bring it. Today, I leave. Today, I'm leaving Korvat.
Thank you. Leaving Korvat, a dramatized urban fantasy series from Lex Noteboom, soon starts its second season. Wrong Station.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to the new Wrong Station. Welcome to a new frontier in podcasting. Welcome to the future. Hello, I'm Wrong Station Incorporated CEO. And right now, I'm wearing a slimming turtleneck that emphasizes the size of my brain pan and diminishes my sloping forehead, thus disguising the ichthyness of my skull. It really is the perfect turtleneck for me. How unfortunate that you can't see this wonderful turtleneck. But what if you could experience it? Podcasting has fallen into a bit of a rut. It's been the same ever since cavemen started listening to three just barely funny cavemen talk about movies. It's time for innovation. Am I talking about NFTs? Possibly. We here at Wrong Station Incorporated have made it our mission to not know what an NFT is. If you know, please do not tell us. With the help of your seed money, Wrong Station aims to become the vanguard of the brave new Podcasting 2.0 movement. What is Podcasting 2.0? It smashes the sound-only orthodoxy that has quashed podcast thought leaders for centuries. It incorporates innovative senses like smell, touch, and sight into the podcast experience. It is the first wave of fully immersion podcasting, bringing listeners to completely new places. It might also be NFTs. We don't know, and we will never find out. In layman's terms, each episode made with Podcasting 2.0 technology will feature complete physical, mental, and emotional immersion into whatever is being discussed. The listener will buy in at the beginning of the episode and be shipped a box of curated items that, when used properly, will create a perfectly holistic podcasting experience. Remember when I mentioned my turtleneck? Well, in the sample box we've sent you, there will be a pair of soft cashmere gloves. Put them on. Now, lightly choke yourself. Ah, now you know what it's like to wear this turtleneck. What's that? You need more examples before you're willing to invest? Of course. Please, everyone, check under your seats. Yes, even those of you at home. There you will find a large box filled with immersion aids. Here are a few short examples. Listen to the instructions before the start of each story, gather the components, complete the actions, and then enjoy an innovative, full immersion experience from Wrong Station. Peel the mandarin orange, and then stick several of the flimsy toothpicks deep into the flesh of the fruit. Place the orange in the palm of your hand. As you listen to this short tale, slowly squeeze the orange until you feel the toothpicks begin to snap and shatter. Are you ready? Ahem. Albert was a normal man by nearly all accounts. Nobody looked twice at him, if they even looked once. Who would have thought that such a typical, boring office employee would have such an unusual hobby? That's right. 3 times a week, Albert would take off work early to go find baby birds in the woods and then gently crush them in his bare fist. Wait until darkness falls. Now remove the mink coat. Do not put it on. Instead, go find a high point in your city, be it a water tower, foothill, or skyscraper. Stare up at the night sky. Hold the mink coat in your hands. Run your fingers through its silky, soft fur as you watch the stars. Are you ready? White, red, white, red. Look at all them pretty stars, said Space Lenny to Space George as they stood on the starship's observation deck. Where we're going, there's going to be space rabbits, right? Space Lenny was clumsily petting a dead Glozapan alien, which is a lot like a mouse, only sentient. Sure, Space Lenny, said Space George, trying to hold back his tears. All the space rabbits you could ever pet. Space puppies and little space ponies, too. And we'll feed them space lettuce and space carrots? Sobbing, Space George signaled for the harvesters to move in. In seconds, it was over, and Space Lenny's usable organs and limbs were vacuum-packed, ready to be shipped. 60,000 credits. It would get Space George to Space California, with just enough left over for a memory wipe. Pour yourself a bath of lemon juice and vinegar. The ratio is not altogether important. Get in. Have a friend or well-wisher standing by to make sure you stay in the bath. If you do get some of the liquid in your mouth, that's fine. And away we go. There's nothing worse than being digested. Stomach acid sloshed against Jillian's body as she desperately sought an exit. If only she'd insisted on carrying her pocket knife, but her friends had talked her out of it. They'd said she was misreading the fortune teller's words. Tall, dark, and handsome was a good omen for her next date. There's no way it was a reference to the abominable shadow glutton who was devouring innocents in the alleyways of Toronto. Except that was exactly what it was in reference to. Great. Just great. Jillian might be dying, but at least she'd been vindicated. That being said, she had gotten a good look at the shadow glutton. It was pretty hot. Too bad it was married. Remove the lentil soup components from the box. Begin by dicing the carrot and yellow onion. Sauté that in olive oil on medium heat for 10 minutes. Add the 4 minced cloves of garlic, 1 teaspoon thyme, 2 teaspoons tarragon, and a teaspoon of paprika. Cook for 2 minutes or until golden and fragrant. Deglaze the pot, then add the 5 diced plum tomatoes and cook covered for 5 minutes. Add 6 cups water or vegetable stock. We recommend the vegetable stock if you have it. 2 cups brown lentils and 2 bay leaves. Then add salt and pepper to taste. Bring to a boil and let cook for 45 minutes or until the lentils are tender. There's no story for this one. It's just a great lentil soup recipe. What? There must be a story. Fine. That's a delicious lentil soup, said Horace, already starting on his second bowl. Those aren't lentils, said Charlington. Those are some warts and very small tumors. Arg, said Horace. Shit, that sucks so bad. There's your story. How do you like that, you needy little worms? Put on the blindfold. Oh, exciting. Light the bleach-scented candle. Now, do push-ups until you physically cannot do any more, until you are lying on the ground in a state of complete exhaustion. Good. Now be still and listen. They'd taken his eyes and then let him go. They'd wanted to see what he would do, and he hadn't disappointed. He'd run off, blindly, through the woods, through the field, back the way he came. Somehow he hadn't tripped. He hadn't fallen. He'd been able to run until his body gave out. Perhaps it was enough. But there was that alkali smell again. The fresh hide they'd processed just hours ago. They'd made him watch as it was made. His own tattoos visible as they dunked his flayed skin into the lime solution, tanning it. The footsteps drew close. Then stopped. Turn the lights down, if you'd please. Place one of your hands in a bucket of ice for approximately 2 minutes, or for as long as you comfortably can. We wouldn't want you to hurt yourself. Place your other hand deep into the bowl of chilled offals that we've prepared for you. Now, remove your first hand from the ice and listen carefully. Be quick now. Ahem. How long have you slumbered? Centuries? Eons. You'll have to find that out when you get the opportunity. Discover what new world awaits you. Was it by fate or by chance that your way to the surface has been unlocked? That these men, searching for what? Wealth? Knowledge? Freed you from this prison of dark earth? You'd almost given up any hope of escape. But rather than dwell on it, you decided it best to sleep. Best abide your time. How long have you slumbered? And how long has it been since you last fed? Ah, yes. You feel the last bit of warmth returning to your extremities now. Sweet life pulled up and out from the guts. Now, where did the other one run off to? I can't have gotten far, and you, oh my, you're still so very hungry. All right, last one. We know time flies. Cover yourself in the olive oil provided. You don't need to strip down beforehand, but we think it'd save you quite a bit of laundry. Cover yourself. Cover yourself real good. Get some up in your nose so you can breathe it in. Yeah, we sent you the good stuff. Now, find a cramped space. A cupboard might do, or the dryer if you can manage it. Get in there, but before you do, grab that bottle of liquid smoke and take a few good whiffs of that, too. And remember, if you can take the bottle with you, you're not in quite a tight enough space. But in any case, I shouldn't have gotten this out of hand. When Nelson had first learned that his friends all bought their canned tuna in water, he couldn't believe it. Just what they'd always done, they all explained. Well, that wouldn't do. That wouldn't do at all. Tuna in oil, that's what you needed to buy. It tasted better, it smelt better. It was better. He tried to explain this to everyone, to convince them what they were missing out on. But they wouldn't listen. Worse, they all seemed to think that it wasn't that big a deal. Not that big a deal. No, no, no. So, the next time everyone got together, he brought a can. A can of the good stuff, to show them. But still, his gospel fell on deaf ears. Still, they mocked him. Nelson, they sneered, isn't it a bit weird to bring a can of tuna to Swinger's Night? They didn't mock him while they burned, though. No, they just screamed. And he watched them scream for as long as he could, until he had to step outside and watch them from there, clutching the can in his hand. Only one witness, he thought, looking down. But he'd take care of that tomorrow at lunch. Ah! Now, wasn't that invigorating? Wasn't that an experience? Wasn't that the future of podcasting? I ask you, imagine what we at Wrong Station Incorporated could do with $3 billion in seed money. It wouldn't just be shoeboxes of organ meat and toothpicks. No, the horizon holds so much more for us. Podcasting 2.0 is merely the first step in our 10-year plan towards total global hegemony. The good kind, not the bad kind. Within 2 years, we can mobilize Wrong Station booths in 50 cities where users can sit and confront all manner of horror. In 4 years, Wrong Station stages a hostile takeover of Amazon. Years of paranoia and billions of dollars in surgery has warped Jeff Bezos. He is now 7,000 pounds of muscle and fury. Before we can bring him down, he kills 400 of our soldiers with his biografted tentacles and stingers. He manages to crack the cyanide capsule in his tooth before we can get any useful information from him. His body is paraded through the streets before feeding thousands. In 8 years, rising sea levels will force many underground into Wrong Station-branded bunkers. The price of admission? A pledge to uphold the Wrong Station Incorporated Pledge of Honor, and whatever medicine they can scrounge from the scrounge lands. Patreon subscribers getting free at the $10 tier. After 10 years, all citizens of the Wrong Station International Congress must spend 4 hours daily in the sensory deprivation tanks, experiencing Wrong Station's greatest hits with maximum immersion! At this point, we will have achieved 95% market share, with the holdouts mainly concentrated in rebel enclaves outside the New Republic of Winnipeg. By year 15, the entire human race, except for one sad teenage boy, will have been rendered down to thinking sexual orange goo, and we will finally, maybe, turn a profit. Of course, all of this is just phase one. Phase two begins with the discovery of the Hypno Engine, and Transrealm Podcasting becomes feas- Where are you going? You gotta think about it, right? Okay. That's good. That's very good. Well, until we all meet again in the sexual goo, thank you for your time. And thank you for tuning into The Wrong Station 2.0.
Wrong Station, a narrated horror anthology from Anthony Botello, Alexander Sacton, and Jacob Duarte Spiel, soon starts its eighth season. Heinous Investigations.
It was a dark and stormy night. When I recorded this promo for the incredibly dramatic and intense second season, or series as some like to say, of Heinous Investigations. That's right, folks, we're back. If you're just finding us now, please feel free to scroll down through our lovely queue of episodes to find our first series promo. Or cut to the chase and listen to the whole first season here and now. And then get ready, because this season is gonna be edgier than ever.
Frank? Frank! Are you in there?
It's us, Rachel and Benji.
What you doing?
Oh, just recording a promo for season 2 of Heinous Investigations.
You mean that show you think we're all in?
Sure, let's go with that. I was just telling our listeners that this season is gonna be edgier than ever.
Yeah, I like that. Action and hardcore drama.
And new tough characters. And meaningful stories featuring the characters you already know and love. But intense stories nonetheless.
And curse words like
Whoa, what?
Yeah, and
Hold it there, kiddos. Nobody is saying Not if I can help it. Except me that one time, I guess. But anyway, you heard it here, dear listeners. Check out Heinous Investigations Season 2, coming soon to wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank, did I hear my daughter swearing in there?
No?
Frank?
Don't forget to check for updates on streaming and social media. And if you can, please support us on Patreon and Kickstarter. More information in the description below.
Ay Dios, what is going on in here?
Heinous Investigations, a dramatized horror comedy from Wildly Productions, soon starts its second season. Either.
Hello? Testing 1, 2, 7, 28, 3. Okay. I think we're good. Hey, guys. I don't know who might be listening to this. It might just be me. Or maybe it's the universe. If the universe is listening, I'm a big fan. Sometimes literally, an oversized fan is one of my several favorite forms to take. This is Only Clutterbuck, coming at whoever may be listening from the town of Sallow Eyes in the city-state of Chrysalis upon the planet with an ever-growing list of names. I'm recording this on my Rekord-O-Matic 8000. It sucked that I had to power this thing with synthetic nail clippings for so long. I think it permanently scuffed the sound system. Sorry if this sounds a little fuzzy. But luckily, I now have organic, locally sourced nail clippings to power it with, and I can already hear the difference. Anyways, I am recording this today because I have made a discovery. It isn't too often that I do that. It is 7:38 a.m., and I'm currently about halfway through my 20-minute walk from my apartment complex to the duck factory, where I make ducks to supply to the people of this fine city-state every weekday from 8 to 3. On my walk to the duck factory, I always pass by a laboratory. I'm not sure exactly what they do in there. The only thing that assures me that it is, in fact, a laboratory is the bright green neon sign outside that says Laboratory, the word framed on either side by little cartoon test tubes filled with a bubbling liquid. But what I do know is that today, when I walked by, I saw a storage cart sitting outside the door as if someone had left it unattended. And on this cart, was the cutest little robot I have ever seen in my life. It's tiny. So
Either, a dramatized sci-fi weird fiction romance story from Open Doors, Closed Doors, soon starts its second season. The Adventures of the Fox in the Fedora.
The hero of Trivium has returned!
It's the fox in the fedora!
Hi?
Master Fox, may I welcome you to the Empire
of Trivium. Come, we are due at the palace post-haste.
Vox, my empire, and by extension, the very multiverse itself, are once again in grave peril. An evil the likes of which we have never seen before has come to this world, seeking the key to the Twilight Advent. The Twilight Advent is Trivium's greatest treasure. Your grandmother called it the ultimate magical treasure. Anyone strong enough to enter it may yet be able to control its very essence. Mastery over reality.
This bedtime story sucks.
Let me make sure I'm following this. An evil genie is trying to get unlimited power from the birthplace of the multiverse itself.
I'll give you 1 week, just one, to find and bring me the key to the Twilight Advent. If you don't...
She destroys this world and ours in 1 week's time.
Yeah, that's about it.
My therapist is going to be a very rich lady after this.
You think that's bad? My therapist was declared legally insane after my last visit.
And we're off!
This is it.
Land ho!
Search for the ultimate magical treasure.
Close it up!
Shoot these animals dead!
Get down!
And winner takes all.
Is that a giant electric shock? Everybody hang on!
The Adventures of the Fox and the Fedora, Season 2, premiering October 2nd on podcast sites everywhere.
The Adventures of the Fox and the Fedora, a dramatized mystery thriller from Christopher S. Fox, soon starts its second season. The Occult Adventures of Norman P. Blank.
Magic is real. In 1930s San Francisco, a supernatural world exists, hidden within the mundane. Meet Norman P. Blank.
Hello.
As mundane as they get.
I'm a lawyer.
Quiet, you. Through a twist of fate, Norman is hurled headfirst into a world of magic, wonder, and danger. Will he survive? Probably not.
What?
I said quiet. Roll the tape.
You can't be pixies. They're not real.
Is this real?
I was just mugged. By pixies?
It's Machina. David X. Machina.
I am Lady Blackfreeze.
A pleasure to meet you, Mr. Blank. I'm the Lord of Ash and Shadow.
You ever wonder why egg salad is so stinky?
No, not
it's
really.
It's pixie farts. That's why.
Damn this drinkware! That'll teach you to be dirty!
A floating skull is talking to me.
Just remember, he's a friendly floating skull.
Even though the city is filled with magical creatures, they are absolute crap when it comes to paperwork. That's where I can help.
Join us if you dare for a peek into the Occult Adventures of Norman P. Blank.
The Occult Adventures of Norman P. Blank, a dramatized urban fantasy comedy from Laughing Skull Audio, soon starts its second season. Sporadic Phantoms.
Doubt. What's behind that sense of doubt? Is it skepticism? Cynicism? Is it pain? Is it past betrayal? Is it complacency? It's fear. But fear is a tool.
You really think this is serious?
I do, absolutely.
Fear is a sign.
We are following breaking news from downtown Santa Barbara
that tells us we know there's something just beyond our current experience.
Is there a reason why an animal like that would go on a rampage without regard for life?
Only when it's absolutely necessary.
And if we could only get past that fear, there's something absolutely incredible on the other side.
If this investigation is going to work, you need to be able to trust us.
We're fighting against that fear.
I woke up this morning feeling good.
We hope you'll join the fight with us.
Sporadic Phantoms Season 2, coming this October.
Sporadic Phantoms, a dramatized sci-fi series from Sporadic Phantoms, soon starts its second season. Love in Gravity.
Towering at 6'6 from the College of Oklahoma, Teo Guerra!
That's the guy!
What am I doing here?
Teo, this is called Celebrate. This is what you do after you win the biggest game in the world.
Hey, I'm Jules.
Presented by Veeve Healthcare, Love and Gravity Season 2 stars Marcel Ruiz and Froy Gutierrez with Cecilia Suarez and Gina Torres, Jake Borelli, Jessica Marie Garcia, Christy Lofton, Lisa Vidal, and more.
Is this okay?
Yeah. But Jules?
Yes?
You won't tell anyone about this, right?
This season, Jules and Teo meet unexpectedly at one of the biggest moments of their lives, each on the cusp of stardom, exposed to the world and in the process of becoming. They fight to find what they need to be for themselves, for each other, for their families, and for their fans.
If you had to choose right now, would you do it again? She says
I run. I think he's trying to make me jealous.
Is it working?
Teo? It's me, Jules. Just please, don't hang up.
My mom is arriving from Texas in a couple of hours, and I don't know how she's gonna feel about any of this.
Oh, and Teo just got shellacked.
Oh my God, that did not look good.
Teo is not getting up.
Jules, what's going?
I gotta go.
Jules, wait, where are you going?
Love and Gravity Season 2, launching October 2023 and releasing weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
I was so worried, Dale. I'm so sorry this is happening.
Love in Gravity, a dramatized love story from Harley & Co. and Veeve Healthcare, soon starts its second season. And that's it, finally, for all of these additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for The End. Cheers!